T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Andover's public library has rejected a request to move 3 children's books with LGBT characters out of the children's section.
The Andover Public Library Board of Directors voted Wednesday to keep the children's books George, Lillian Duncan, and I Am Jazz in the juvenile section. All of the books include characters that are transgender. Andover resident Marcy Laughlin had asked the board to move the books to the adult section because of their content. In her written challenge, she argued the books were part of a, quote, sexual revolution agenda indoctrination of children. The Wichita Eagle reports there was little discussion before Wednesday's vote. About 55 people attended a January meeting to discuss the issue. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A hospital in a small southeast Kansas town is closing immediately, in part because it doesn't have enough money to pay employees. The board of directors of Oswego Community Hospital announced the decision Thursday on social media. The board said the Oswego Community Hospital, the Oswego Community Clinic, and the Chautauqua County Clinic will all close.
Members of the Trump administration are pointing the fingers at allies for not doing more to curtail Iran's influence during a Middle East summit taking place in Poland.
The Trump administration says the European government, still part of the Iran nuclear agreement, should join the U.S. and leave the deal. France, the United Kingdom, and Germany have created a special process to help Iran conduct business despite U.S. sanctions. The Europeans say they're simply complying with the nuclear agreement that they are still part of. Vice President Mike Pence says the Europeans are countering U.S. efforts.
Some of our leading European partners have not been nearly as cooperative. In fact, they've led the effort to create mechanisms to break up our sanctions.
Also speaking at a summit in Warsaw, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he says the U.S. needs more sanctions on Iran to deny its leaders funding. At the State Department, Rich Edson, Fox News.
A new Fox poll takes a look at what people think President Trump's chances are of getting reelected.
In 2017, a survey found slightly less than 60% felt President Trump would finish one term. This new poll shows 7 in 10 believe one full term is guaranteed. 80% seem certain he will run again in 2020. But there are still those doubters. 53% say they like to see someone other than the president as the GOP nominee. A total of 55% see the Democrats' chances of defeating the president in another year as excellent or good. As for popularity, the president is not even the most popular Trump. That goes to First Lady Melania, who outpoints the president 47-43%. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A passenger on a train caused an uproar, breaking a cardinal rule of rider etiquette.
A woman felt the wrath of social media for refusing to remove her handbag off a seat on a crowded New Jersey transit train Wednesday. Video posted on NJ.com shows the unidentified passenger defying requests from the conductor and other riders to free up the seat. The woman is heard telling people she doesn't want anyone sitting next to her and calls a passenger disgusting. A transit spokeswoman says police asked her to exit the train to discuss the situation. She declined to speak with them but left on her own. Angry commuters blasting the rebellious rider on Twitter with the hashtag #GarbagePeopleOfNJTransit. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A fast-moving winter storm system is going to slide across central Kansas today, giving us a mix of freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Our high 25. We could see 1 to 3 inches to our north, but a dusting to a half inch further south. Tonight's low 16. Saturday, a storm system not quite as strong comes in with a mix of freezing rain and sleet. Tomorrow's high 30. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy with some precipitation, little light something going on out there, 22 degrees, a northeast wind at 15 miles per hour. Should I contribute to my employer's retirement plan? And if so, how much? Now the Baxter Morning Minute.
It's always a great idea to save for your retirement. You can never save enough. I've never had anyone tell me I have just too much money in my retirement accounts. That just doesn't happen. That being said, if you just get started with a new employer, you may be wondering, should I start to save that in that retirement plan right away, or should I wait? And if so, how much should I put aside? Well, you always ought to put at least as much as their matching contribution is. If you do not do that, you're literally leaving money on the table. So if your employer is matching 4%, you should put in at least 4%. But you can never go wrong by saving more money into your retirement account. You will never be sad that you put away extra money in your retirement account. You generally get a tax deduction unless you're contributing to Roth in the form of your contribution.
Don and Justin Baxter host the Money Planning Hour, Sunday mornings at 9 here on KNSS. 7:38, Steve and Ted. Today is Friday, February 15th, 2019. On this date in 2006, Vice President Dick Cheney accepted blame for accidentally shooting a hunting companion, calling it one of the worst days of my life. And that scene is part of the movie Vice, which is up for an Academy Award this year. How about that? Yesterday's high was 67. Today's high, 20. Well, a 40-degree swing, Ted, in one day. Welcome to Kansas, I guess, huh?
We did a song in Gridiron. I played Dick Cheney in a skit in Gridiron where we made fun of him shooting his hunting companion. Yeah.
We talked more this morning on the Colorado man who survived a mountain lion attack, says he knew he had to do something drastic when the young cat's jaws stayed clamped on his wrist as he pounded its head with a rock. Travis Kaufman says he got one foot onto the cat's neck and held it there as the animal thrashed. Eventually, the animal stopped moving, and Kaufman pulled out his arm and scrambled away. He killed the thing. He killed it. Kaufman told reporters he also tried stabbing the animal with twigs, but nothing worked until he stepped on its neck. Wildlife officers said their investigation and a necropsy confirmed Kaufman's version of the February 4th attack. This guy is all over the media this morning talking about it. In fact, I'm just looking up. He's on Fox News right now talking about his experience there. All right, Ted, Valentine's Day has come and gone. Another Valentine's Day in the vault, okay? Last night, we had my wife, St. Shelley, was on the air with us yesterday about this time, wasn't it? Talking about the fact that she was talking about what a great husband and a friend I am to her, and right?
Was she besieged with other media requests after her appearance here on Steve and Ted?
You know, as a matter of fact, she was not. I was thinking maybe that one of the local TV channels would seize on the idea for a good story instead of usual garbage they throw on the air and interview the wife and with a lot of interesting stories to tell us. No. Apparently, she didn't capture their imagination.
Well, there you go. That was a Steve and Ted exclusive.
Yeah, it's an exclusive. We don't share the good stuff. Yesterday, so I had this plan. I was going to cook a ribeye, right? A nice ribeye, because she loves it when I cook a ribeye. And it's a baked potato. We got it all done. She went to the dentist.
Sounds tasty.
I went over to Dillon's, and at Dillon's, they had heart-shaped ribeyes. Now, how they got, they put them in a little container in the shape of a heart. Wasn't that cute? I could not resist.
It's pretty good.
Talked to one of the employees there. He said, "Oh, you've heard of heart-shaped pizza. Why not heart-shaped
ribeye?" Why not? Yep.
Took it home, fired up my Gen Air griddle that I use. Didn't work. It did not
work. What's going on there?
Well, obviously something electrical because the rest of the range was working. So there's a switch or something. Anyway, we called Mike Napoleon, who, of course, he's the guy who sponsors the Blur.
Right.
And I'm sure we'll hear back from him and we'll get that fixed. But anyway, I used a regular pan and cooked up the ribeyes, and Shelley said they were okay. They were fine. So there you go.
My mom was at the store last night, about 7 o'clock, and she said, "It's really, really busy."
Oh, really?
And
was it?
All the customers are men, and they're all buying flowers.
Flowers? Yeah.
Well, talk about waiting until the last minute.
No kidding.
7 o'clock on St. Valentine's Day night.
Wow. That is waiting until the last minute. All right, 7:41, Steve and Ted, and the 21st Women's Fair starts today. Bringing together 300 pop-up shops, dozens of demos, runway shows, all motivational speakers, all kinds. And my granddaughter, Evan, is going to be singing and playing her guitar tonight.
Oh, my
God. It's ladies' night, girls' night out tonight. And then tomorrow morning, Ted and I will be down there, so come by and see us.
All sorts of activities.
At the Women's Fair.
How did we get invited to the Women's Fair?
I don't know.
That's a pretty plum invite right there.
That's bizarre. 7:42, Steve and Ted coming up. Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, looking for a place to hold an event in Wichita. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.